Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. What did each person in Mrs. Field's family choose to buy in the new supermarket?
Excuse me, I see you are here with your family. I work here at the new supermarket. Would you mind telling me what you bought today?
Yes, okay. Well, this is my son Robert. He's very excited because he's going on a camping holiday in the countryside next week. He bought himself a torch so that he can see at night.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
You have got lots of bags. Did you or your family buy more things here?
Oh, yes. I'm here with my husband. That's Mr. Field. He loves fishing, so we came here to buy a coat for the cold weather. He hasn't seen any coats that he liked, but he bought an umbrella. He hates getting wet when he's fishing and it starts raining.
Who's that little girl hiding behind you?
Ah, this is Jane, our youngest daughter. She starts a new school next month, and we wanted to buy her a school uniform. They don't have uniforms here, but she's very happy because we bought her a nice school bag.
And what's that? Did you buy that today?
Yes. We had lots of snow last year, and my other son, David, hurt himself going down a hill on a sledge. We had to take him to hospital. He broke his sledge, too. He wanted skis, but we think skiing is too dangerous. We bought him a new sledge again and told him he must be careful this year.
And who's that man with the beard?
Oh, that's the children's grandpa. He goes fishing with my husband. He's already got an umbrella, but decided to buy a hat for when it's cold. He wanted a hat made of wool because it helps you stay warm, and this one was very cheap.
Is that everything you bought today, Mrs. Field?
Oh, no. I had to buy myself something too. I travel to work by train every day and I get bored. Sometimes I like reading, so I thought I would buy a book, but there wasn't anything that I wanted. I've got a magazine to read for tomorrow, so I'm happy.
Now listen to part 3 again. That is the end of part 3.